Campaigning to the wire on Jack Callahan, Fox News.
I'm optimistic, and I'm always optimistic.
President Biden at the White House Monday evening, returning from a campaign event for Democrats in Prince George's County, Maryland, where he repeated the party's closing pitch.
We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it. Preserve or protect it, choose it.
The president also acknowledged higher prices for many things, saying we know a lot of families are still struggling. Former President Trump campaigning in Southwest Ohio Monday night for Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance.
And if you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, then tomorrow you must vote Republican in a giant red wave that we've all been hearing about.
President teasing he will be making a very big announcement next Tuesday. In Pennsylvania, John Fetterman's campaign has filed a lawsuit against state election officials demanding undated or misdated absentee ballots be counted in the midterms. Last week, the state Supreme Court ordered those ballots not be counted, but instead segregated and preserved. Fetterman is locked in a tight race for the U.S. Senate with Dr. Mehmet Oz. In Georgia, where Senator Raphael Warnock is in a virtual dead heat with challenger Herschel Walker, more than 65,000 ballots have been challenged on the basis of voter eligibility. Monday night's scheduled drawing for the $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot delayed because of what are described as required security protocols. Powerball says all 48 lotteries have to complete the required checks before the drawing can take place. It is not clear when that will be. Monday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens beat the New Orleans Saints 27-13. Wall Street up on Monday, the Dow climbing 423 points, NASDAQ adding 89, the S&P 500 closing 36 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The White House Monday, trying to walk back comments President Biden made about coal jobs.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden's words were twisted last week when he suggested coal plants would be shuttered across the country.
He has spent his presidency fighting for coal communities so that they too can benefit from the energy transition we're in right now.
The president was criticized by Republicans and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, who said the comments were outrageous, divorced from reality, and cavalier about the loss of coal jobs. The administration's energy policies amid high gas prices have emerged as a top issue for midterm election voters. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not revealed her plans post-midterms if Democrats fail to hang on to control of the House, but she's told a CNN interview that the hammer attack on her husband will impact her decision. For a second time, a federal judge has declared portions of New York's new gun law unconstitutional, including parts that restrict carrying firearms in public parks and places of worship. The new gun law was enacted after the Supreme Court struck down the old law back in June. Two sheriff's deputies in Georgia will not be charged for the death of a woman who fell out of their patrol car.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says it's completed its inquiry in the death of Brianna Greer. Greer, who was black, was badly injured July 15th when she fell out of the patrol vehicle because its door wasn't fully closed. She died July 21st. Authorities had been called to her home in Sparta, about 100 miles southeast of Atlanta, as she experienced a mental health crisis. Investigators say she fell out of the vehicle when deputies pulled out of her driveway while they were traveling at a low rate of speed. Her family and civil rights leaders had demanded a full accounting of her fall and subsequent death. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.